Hi there, this is John Fowler. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Startup Nation World. A lot of things happen across the world, a lot of global events. I can't cover everything within the concept of an episode. So, I want to talk about post-elections in Nigeria. And I want to talk about the recent events between the Russian-Ukrainian war. I also want to talk about the recent issue in Somalia, or the prevalent issue in Somalia as well. And I will start with Somalia, and I will say this: I think that we can all see how the EU, wrapped up support and salvage the situation for Ukraine. You can also see how the Chinese is in conversation with Russia for a peaceful negotiation of the old war. And I think advocacy is quite important as well. The role of the EU to solve the Somalia issue is very, very important. I think for so long, the African Union has not lived up to his bill in terms of becoming a formidable institution that can provide support for nations that are struggling, like Somalia is in certain areas of nation building at the moment. So I would talk briefly on Ukraine and Russian war. As ironic as it is, I always salute the courage of the Ukrainian president, because some other presidents will have surrendered or probably given in, and it shows that they deserve their sovereignty. I want to use this opportunity, if anyone is listening to me in Russia, and I know we have someone listening from Russia, or some people listening from Russia rather, I really think that we should honor struggle of the Ukrainian president and grant them a sovereign state, including the Kremlin. You know, that's the only way you can say you're going out of this in a peaceful manner, because you can see an event last week whereby the ICC is issuing an arrest warrant. Before long, it will be the global community issuing an arrest warrant. So I just want this to be obvious, because as much as loads of lives have been lost, properties have been damaged in Ukraine, and technically nothing has been damaged in Russian soil, I think that Russia owes it to the people of Ukraine to never, and I say never, because to never ever tamper with their sovereignty moving forward. Should there be a peace deal whereby the Ukrainian president assents to it, I believe that it has to be that Russia has to leave the sovereignty of Ukraine alone forever. Then Ukraine can rebuild from the damages, and I believe that the world is watching and the world will support them in the best that they can. Because the EU has advocated for their support, as well as the global village is watching and realizing that Ukraine deserves such sovereignty. So I just wanted this to be clear. I really thought that the Russian invasion was unnecessary, and I think that as much as I want to respect President Putin in his own right, I think that he has to understand that the times have changed. Nations can have their sovereignty and succeed and have economic advancement. We're in an era whereby it's all about intellectual capacities, not about the capacity of the armies any longer. Yes, the armies can protect your sovereignty, but the army was not meant to invade another sovereignty without the permission, or probably assuming that Ukraine was asking for help, to end the menace. That's fine. That's another premise of support. So I actually think that on lighter note, it's quite important that President Putin hands off the sovereignty of Ukraine, including the Kremlin. I think that the whole world would reason with such idea, given that the never say die spirit in Ukraine will sustain itself. The economy will come back, there will be a bounce back, they will build better, and they will build for generations to come. That's down there. So for the Nigerian post-elections issues, as much as there's been complaints of discrepancies here and there, there's been so many firsts. I try to, you know, assess the positives and the negatives as well. There's been so many upsets and a number of, I think, shocks actually, you know. And I will say this on a simple note: democracy is a process. It's about continuous improvement. You know, instead of increasing the volume of your voice, you know, increase the quality of your argument. So I want to say this to you. You know, one of the most painful statement I heard is for a young person to be threatening that the state will be burned down because you didn't win an election. If I was to lose an election today, I would happily go home and focus on family, business, and so many things that God will probably bless us all with. So I wanted to understand this basically. A lot of things was done in the case of national security. A lot of agitations that people have today was done in the interest of national security. And I can say this because I have some facts, and I don't want to discuss about this on the podcast. But please and please, moving forward, whenever there are protests, please let know enemy of the state invade democratic processes as an undercover to, you know, to malign the sovereignty of any government. That's all I will say about that. It's a huge disrespect to race that the national security of another race is being seen as an opportunity to attack them. So it's a huge disrespect, which is why I personally am pissed with a certain clan, which I don't want to talk about because I don't want any tribal clash. Nigeria has moved on, and I think that as we speak today, transactions has happened between different tribal affiliations or stakeholders in our nation today. So this is a call to the global community. If you seek to invest in Nigeria, please come over. They are trusted hands in Nigeria. Don't believe the just like as wherever you stay or wherever nation you're listening from, just as you have the pros and cons. Yes, I would say to you that Nigeria is an amazing place that you could have business interest in as well. So with that being said, I've been able to cover the issues I want to talk about on this episode. I don't want to talk too much. I just want to show a deep appreciation to everyone listening to us across almost 50 nations of the world. Trust me, you're the reason why this is worth it. And should you want to give to us, and I know that Spotify has made it a bit easier, but I could not create a US account with Spotify because with Stripe rather, on Spotify, because they are requesting for a US number. So depending when we can sort that out, this is still an NGO organization that would metamorphose into a talk show that will probably focus on politicians across the world, you know, interviews, chat about sustainable development goals and all of that. So it's a long walk to manifestation, and cheers to the continuous improvements of our society. I remain your host, John Falala.